and in Baxter in the morning.
Hello, rainfall. Hello, wet ground. Man. Hello, dogs who don't want to pee.
Yes.
And good morning, K-Fine Country. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B? Dadgummit.
Guess what I'm going to say today. Guess what I'm going to say about it. And, like, for people who listen to this early part of the show, like, this is really the time where we look up and we see each other, right?
And then Brandon judges what we have on.
I don't judge you.
Yes, you do.
What have I seen this morning already, Kelly? I won't even say it.
The Christmas tree shirt is being worn today.
I got the look down. I thought, dadgummit.
That's my favorite.
It never fails.
It's my favorite shirt. Free your mind. Kelly Perry, what's on your mind this morning?
Have you ever thought why in the world it's called beauty sleep?
I've really thought about that.
It's a good
because
point.
We wake up looking like wildebeests.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
ever look
I'm
at
saying?
Yourself and you're like, oh my gosh,
very
I can't
troll-ish.
Go anywhere today.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't get that.
I'm not really sure what happens with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Man, I just want to know, why is it that when we're watching TV, and it's like late at night, you have the volume turned down, that the commercials are so much louder than the actual show? You feel like you're waking up your neighbor because mm-hmm. they're so loud. It drives me crazy.
That drives me crazy, too.
Yeah.
And why is it that no matter what time I wake up in the morning, I still am on the same time schedule? Now, that doesn't make sense when you hear it first, mm-hmm. but I woke up at 3:45 this morning because I had to pee.
Right.
16 minutes before my alarm goes off. And I still leave the house at the same time. And everything takes me the same amount of time, it seems like. But yeah. somehow, I'm not ahead when I wake up 15 or 16 minutes early.
Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. It's like my brain slows down my work process and my progress.
That's probably it. Your brain's not functioning yet.
Stupid brain.
Yeah, you dumb brain.
That's what I'm thinking this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending. Today is Wednesday. It's March 28th of 2018. It's a big talk out that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to testify in Congress next month all about Facebook stealing your information, using your information. Basically, members of the Senate and Congress said, hey, Zuckerberg, we got to hear it from you.
Walmart stores will no longer feature Cosmopolitan in its checkout lines. This is a result of a long-running campaign by the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, who apparently targeted the magazine as one of its top priorities.
And Dan Patrick's going to be leaving his hosting gig on NBC's Football Night in America. He actually turned down a 5-year contract in December because he didn't want to make that long of a commitment. Dan Patrick's been anchoring the network's Sunday night pregame show for about 9 years now.
All right, so today is National Cat Appreciation Day. It's also National Little Red Wagon Day and National Weed Appreciation Day.
Like the weed we find in our yards? Is that the kind you're talking about?
Yeah, not the kind your dad does.
Oh, man.
Now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's an upcoming concert. It's going to be April 12th, Brad Paisley in Little Rock.
Yeah.
And if I told you that going to that concert could make you live longer, you might be like, wow, how can I live longer? I mean, we all want to live longer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're saying that concerts are actually good because they boost your well-being. And that if you have a boosted well-being, you have actually a stronger chance of living longer.
Huh.
And they say a boosted well-being could make you live 9 years longer than if you didn't have a great well-being.
Dang.
I believe it.
So there's people who say, hey, I'm going to go do yoga or I'm going to walk the dog. And they say that actually going to a concert show that it's actually even more effective in boosting your well-being than doing any of those things.
Huh, how about that?
There you go.
It's pretty cool.
So when your spouse is saying, I don't know if we should spend the money on going to a concert, it's all about the well-being.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Talking about Brad Paisley, too. It's going to be a good show.
Best show you've ever seen, David.
Brad Paisley was really good. When we got to see him at the now First National Bank Arena a couple of years ago, that was a lot of fun.
Right.
But I think best concert I've ever been to... Garth Brooks.
Okay.
On the count of three, say the best concert you've ever been to.
But it's going to be like we're
one, two, three. Garth Brooks. Okay. Did we just become best friends?
But I mean, we've all said that.
Yeah.
That's how good that concert is. So let me say this. After Garth, because Garth, let's say he doesn't count. Because that's an experience.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Outside of that, best concert you've ever seen.
Ooh. I've seen Miranda twice, and she was really good. Seen Dierks Bentley, Justin Moore. I mean, all those
Brett
guys.
Brett Eldridge was really, really good.
Yeah, Brett Eldridge.
And Luke's good.
Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan.
Mine might be Alabama. Not Alabama. I was thinking Alabama. Because I thought, my God. I did enjoy them, but I meant Aerosmith.
Oh, I forgot you
went
to go see
them. Okay, so not just
them.
Country genre.
Yeah, the Aerosmith concert I went to was awesome. Yeah. Steven Tyler takes this running deal where he runs from the back of the stage and he jumps off the stage and grabs onto this deal and swings like Tarzan.
He's 70.
Out above the audience. Well, he was probably 60 something at the time.
Still.
But yeah, I was like picturing my grandfather doing that.
Right.
It's not exactly a chance that's going to happen.
It's amazing those guys can do that. Like Garth Brooks, his energy never left, and he did like 4 concerts in a row before he did our show.
Yeah. He's in his 50s. He's still spry like that.
No, I'm just saying, though. It's like he does all of that stuff, and his energy is still there for that final show.
I was riding his skateboard yesterday for a little bit and rode a scooter for a little bit with Kai.
Well, there's a chance that your wife might have sent me a video of you falling off.
She's so dumb.
And that video might have been forwarded off to me, too.
And I might be posting that video on Instagram today.
That thing hurt a lot worse when I fell off of it.
I could tell by your face.
Because I was like,
you were riding a skateboard with no socks or shoes.
Well, and I was sitting on my butt. I was letting Kai push me down the hill.
Yeah, that's smart.
But for whatever reason, the skateboard like left my bottom and it kept going and my bottom didn't. And I kind of skidded across the concrete.
That's the one I have.
That's great. I don't know why she shares videos like that.
I thought it was too good to pass up.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked her not to share videos with you guys.
Wow.
And she sent it to me, and all it said was, you're welcome.
Okay. We're going to have a discussion about this later on today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Hey guys, the wait is over. Yesterday, we told you all about this unnamed actress who had bit Beyonce at a Jay-Z concert after party, and multiple sources have confirmed who it is. Sanaa Lathan.
So here I am going, all right. Who is that?
Yeah, well, I had to look her up.
She was in movies like Love and Basketball, Alien vs. Predator, Something New, a lot of movies that came out in the early to mid-2000s. That was kind of her peak right there.
Right.
But she was one of the top suspects from the beginning, but she sent out a vague denial on Twitter basically saying, y'all are funny, under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce. And if I did, it would have been a love bite. And to clarify that bite, it was a playful face bite. According to people who were actually there. I don't know how it's playful, but it just caught Beyonce off guard at the moment.
You don't understand nibbling.
It was a nibble.
Who nibbles somebody in the face, though?
Nibbling is okay.
I mean, typically when I see my girlfriends, I nibble their cheeks.
Kelly actually nibbled the cheek of the girl she walked by at the mall the other day that she called sexy.
That is sexy.
And then I realized I didn't know her.
Sorry for nibbling. Hey, Chrissy Teigen is in her third trimester. She's really pregnant. But she's talking about how baby number 2 is about to be here, and she's already starting to make plans for baby number 3.
Wow.
Here's what she said in a quote. Basically, she says, I think I do want to have another baby after this and then get hot. So she's thinking that she's going to have all the babies in the 20s, and she can enjoy her 30s and get back to that bikini bod from when she was in Sports Illustrated.
So, speaking of bikini bod, Kelly Ripa, of course, she's super famous, and she's used to people, I guess, commenting on photos of her, whether, you know, trolling her, saying you're too skinny, your makeup doesn't look good or whatever, but now she's getting body shamed again, and it's because of her age. So, get this. Her husband, Mark Consuelos, just posted a picture of her online. She's in her bikini, and you can see every single muscle in her body.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, she's jacked up, man.
Yeah, so like she looks like a fitness guru, like she does everything perfect. So, of course, there's a bunch of comments that said, you have an awesome body. But there was also some comments, a lot of comments that were like, Kelly's gorgeous, but there's a cutoff age where age appropriateness comes into play. And then, of course, there's people saying, I get tired of people showing off at that age.
Really?
And she's only 47. But then she posted pictures of her husband, and he's the same age, and there was all these pictures of him with his shirt off, and of course, all the comments are positive.
Well, it's like the John Stamos effect.
Right.
You show John Stamos and his bare backside, and girls go crazy and share that all across the world. If Kelly Ripa took a picture showing her butt at the age of 47...
Oh, gosh, girls would shame her.
So I thought she looked awesome.
Yeah, she does.
Again, we see her on the TV kind of behind us in the mornings when she comes on with her Ryan Seacrest deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, I didn't know that she looked like that underneath those clothes.
Yeah, I know.
And that was an interesting way to put that.
Right. She's extremely fit.
I don't try to picture her like that, baby.
Yeah.
I want to clarify that. Because that sounds like
David
I'm trying to think about it.
David has his head in his hands.
She has like an 8-pack.
She really does.
If I had an 8-pack today, I'd find ways to show it. I would.
If I had an 8-pack today, I'd have a headache tomorrow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So the other day, 54-year-old LaDonna, living in Ohio, went to a park, was hanging out for a little bit, and was also drinking a bit. And by a bit, I mean quite a lot. And while she was there, the Easter Bunny showed up. Was there for all the kids and was taking the pictures and just kind of hanging out, having a good time, you know? Well, LaDonna wanted in on some of that Easter Bunny action.
Huh?
Yeah. She went over to the bunny to take a picture and dropped some very lewd comments.
Wait a minute.
LaDonna.
Who says lewd things to the Easter Bunny?
I know. She was talking dirty to the Easter Bunny. That's just weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, so eventually people were hearing what she was saying. Police got called, talked to her for a minute, and realized she was drunk. So she got arrested for public drunkenness after she talked dirty to the Easter Bunny.
This kind of reminds me of the story of David at Chuck E. Cheese when he was talking dirty to Chucky. It was too much.
And then the guy in the costume was like, hey, man, quit it.
Leave me alone.
But they actually said the Easter Bunny jumped back a little bit when he heard what was said.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot like the time the 400 rabbits started hopping backwards together.
Really?
Yeah, they called that the receding hairline.
Wow. I take extra offense to that one.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.